It's time now for the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and Betty's Cafeteria. What's going on down at the lake this morning, Mr. Wells?
Man, it's hot and muggy. Summertime has arrived. No wind, absolutely no breeze whatsoever, a little hazy fog, and we're in the mid-70s already, so it's a barn burner.
Yeah, you know the old saying, it's too hot to fish. Sometimes it is.
Yeah, it is sometimes, but fishing's good. Folks catching some good fish. The Tuesday night tournaments have been, you've been out of touch for a little while. How's the baby and mama doing?
Mama's doing good. Baby Kaylee's doing real good. Everything's good.
All right, then. Well, you've been kind of out of touch. They've been catching 6-pounders at the Tuesday night tournament out of Faithful Landing. Over 6 pounds been winning. And I've heard of a bunch of 5-pounders. The brim are bedding. Me and Pam went the other day and didn't do that good bass fishing, but I was kind of hard-headed and just did one thing the entire time we were out there. But we found some good mayfly hatches and brim popping. Just time a willowfly come out of that tree, brim was coming out of the water. Saturday and Sunday, we had a tournament each day, and it took over 28 pounds to win each of those. So fish are biting. The water's got really low, though. I mean, the core naturally drained this lake, but I noticed yesterday afternoon late it was back up some. So maybe they're going to leave it alone now for a while.
Maybe so. Speaking of the mayflies, I was at the Southwind truck stop, the SP Travel Center, the other day.
Yeah.
The other night, and there were some yellow mayflies up there around the truck stop.
I'll be darned. You had mentioned to us about like to fish around them yellow mayflies. I've still not noticed too many of those, but I'll keep my eye out for them. You know, they had to be on the river, and you saw them at the truck stop. The wind just kind of blew them off the river a little way.
That's right.
Everything's been good down here. Like I say, some good weights being weighed in with the bass fishing and a lot of bluegills. The shellcracker's probably slowing down a little bit, but the brim beds will just be on and off the rest of the summer now.
Yeah, I got to get my boat and get out there and do some fishing. It's been a while since I've been on the water, especially brim fishing. You know, I've been doing a lot of bass fishing. I want to go out there and catch me a mess of brim.
I hear you. Oh, I love to eat them brim. There ain't no doubt. Me and Pam next week will be at Lay Lake. We got the Alabama Bass Trail Tournament next week. So when we get back, I'm going to start getting after them brim myself.
Sounds good. All right. Well, we'll look forward to talking with you again tomorrow morning.
All right, everybody have a good day. And if you're going fishing, just remember it's a 60% chance of thunderstorms today. Just watch that thunder and lightning. If you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by the lightning. So just be careful on the water.
You've been listening to the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and Betty's Cafeteria. Hey, all you fishermen and hunters out there, before you head to the lake or the woods, don't forget to stop by Betty's Cafeteria for breakfast. Betty's is open early at 5 a.m. with a full breakfast buffet. And if you're in a hurry, you can try the Betty Burger. It's a ham, egg, and cheese sandwich on a toasted bun. If that's not what you're looking for, they can make just about any breakfast sandwich or biscuit you could want. So the next time you're headed to the great outdoors, don't forget Betty's Cafeteria, 1500 Dothan Road, where the locals eat.